Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Victoria Lord, and she is here to tell us about an opportunity for Girl Scouts. And I don't think you have to be a Girl Scout probably to do this, but it's something sponsored by the Girl Scouts. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Girl Scouts of Alaska sponsors camps all over the state, and the Ketchikan Day Camp is starting August 3rd through the 7th.
Next week.
Yes, next week. And it's at Point Higgins School. And you do not have to be a Girl Scout to attend. You do need a parent to sign you up and take you. There is a charge. It's $40 for the week. It's every day, 10 until 5, and there are activities. And there'll be crafts, and the kids, the girls, choose a community project to work on throughout the week as well. So it's community-oriented. And then there are outdoor activities. There's all sorts of things going on. And it's a great opportunity if you're not a Girl Scout or your daughter's not a Girl Scout and would like to be, or even if camp's the only thing that they do, that's fine too. There are several ways to participate in Girl Scouts, and camp is just one of them. I know that most people think about troops and participating in as a member of a troop, but camp is one way as well, or you can do everything. So it's quite open, and it's open. This camp is open to girls in kindergarten through high school. So, and they have separate activities for depending on the age group.
Does this happen in Ketchikan every year? Is there always a camp?
There is. There's always a Girl Scout camp in Ketchikan, and there's been one in Craig and Metlakatla as well. They've already happened, and actually other places on Prince of Wales too. So, yeah, it's something that Girl Scouts has offered to engage young girls in the Girl Scout experience and the leadership experience. Most people think about going to a resident camp, but these are for girls that can't do that. And if you can't afford to send your daughter to camp, we have financial aid, and so we want every girl to be able to participate.
What is the cost to attend?
$40 per girl, or I think it's $60 for a family. So if you have more than one child, that's a pretty good.
And that's for the whole week?
That's for the whole week.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what are the hours again on that?
10 to 5.
Okay. So it's an all day.
Right.
All day adventure.
Yes, it is every day, all day. And it's quite fun. We're also going to be at the Blueberry Arts Festival. So if you have questions about camp or anything else, or if as an adult you would like to volunteer to be a troop leader or work with Girl Scouts in any capacity, I'll be at the Blueberry Arts Festival with information about the Girl Scouts and how you can participate. And then just a real quick reminder that on August 29th, which is a Saturday, we have our welcome back party. It'll be a rodeo, a bowling rodeo at the Recreation Center, and it's from 2 to 3 p.m. It's just a way to register your girl for Girl Scouts or come and see what it's all about, and it's just a fun way to kick off the year. Our year in Girl Scouts is from October through September, so we start the new membership year in October.
In the fall. Fall event.
Yeah.
Going back to this camp, do you have guest, I don't know if you call them instructors or whatever it may be?
Right. We have guest camp counselors
that
come into town specifically for this. And they're trained counselors. And they've been actually doing a camp throughout the state, you know, so they've been traveling and working with different communities. So there are several different groups. So I suspect we'll be getting people that Sitka's camp is happening right now. So I suspect that those young women will come to Ketchikan, and they stay right out at the school, and So there, it's last year when I stopped by, it was I was pretty impressed with the activities and the level of engagement for kids. It's not just hanging out. There were things that were meaningful projects and things that, and fun and things that they were working on. Last year, they did something for the animal shelter as their community project. And,
So I imagine there's different activities for the different age levels?
Yeah, there usually is. And sometimes what happens, because there are fewer older girls, those girls end up as camp assistants in some way, so that they're gaining some skills for their future as well, maybe as camp counselors down the road.
You mentioned they also do a community project. Is that decided?
That's decided by the girls. They talk it over. They talk about things that are going on in Ketchikan, and then they help identify what I think they go home and talk to their families too, and so it becomes a real engagement process around how can we contribute to community and what can we do to make Ketchikan better. And so it's all about girl led and girls deciding, and depending on the age group, it's how much they decide for themselves. There's always choices. And with Girl Scouts, even with Daisy Scouts that are kindergartners, we give girls choices so that they're consciously thinking about what they want out of life, what they want to do. And it's not you'll do this, that, or the other thing. It's these are the options. At a young age, they're given options. And then as they get older, because they're able to make more conscious decisions and think about the world around them with a little more perspective, then they're able to decide and pull out ideas for themselves. So, yeah, that's what we call a leadership experience, and that's all what Girl Scouts is about.
Okay, and again, this camp is starting up next week, starting Monday.
Right, and I will be at the Blueberry Festival if you have questions. But yes, you need not register ahead of time. Bring your child, your daughter, it's for girls, about 9:45.
And that's at Point Higgins, correct?
Point Higgins School this year, a little further out north. But it's a great facility. They've got Coast Guard Beach. They've got covered outdoor areas, and so it makes for a nice place to have camp.
Very good.
Please, if you have any questions, you may give me a call at 617-2160. And we'd love to hear from you if you're interested in scouting. I'd be happy to talk personally with anyone or meet anyone anywhere.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Victoria Lord with the Girl Scouts. Again, she will be at the Blueberry Festival. You can get information there, or you can certainly give her a call. And coming up in just a moment, we will hear about World Breastfeeding Week and get some information on why this movement is happening.